Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Sometimes you think there's just no more that you can put on your plate. You can't get involved in the issues of the culture because you have this and that, family and job and other responsibilities. We're going to be talking to a very special guest who's been able to balance being a wife, a mother of 10, and also an activist. Her name is Elizabeth Johnston, known also as the Activist Mommy. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Matt, for having me on.
Well, it's certainly our privilege to be able to have you on and to talk about your background and what it is that ultimately made you get involved in this activist trajectory that you have been on over the last year and a half or so.
You know, Elizabeth, you first got my attention on Facebook when you did a video about the Teen Vogue and what was going on and how they were encouraging kids to do these horrible sexual things. But to me, it's so encouraging to see here you are, a mom of 10 kids, you know, busy homeschooling them on top of that, but yet you are making a difference and being a voice to so many people. Tell us how you really got involved in this whole activism. And it's been over, what, about a year? And you already have 300,000 followers on Facebook?
Right. It's really been a God thing, nothing that I could have forced or caused to happen. I believe that this shows that there is a hunger in people to have a voice in the Christian community who is going to stand up for children, stand up for religious freedom, and push back against the moral darkness that is trying to really choke out our liberties and choke out our morality. And so, yeah, the whole Teen Vogue thing was pretty outrageous. Some parents came to me and told me that Teen Vogue was teaching teenagers how to sodomize one another. And I was just livid.
Yes.
If you had texted the contents of this article, Matt, if you had texted the contents of this article to a 13-year-old girl, you would be prosecuted. And yet,
absolutely,
the editors and the authors over at Teen Vogue can peddle this filth, pander obscenity to minors without any punishment whatsoever. That article is still online as we speak.
Well, and the editor of Teen Vogue is a very outspoken activist, male homosexual who's in a homosexual relationship, and he basically gave his finger to anyone who actually argued against that particular article.
Wow.
Right. When I burned the Teen Vogue magazine and, you know, filmed it, quick 2-minute video, and posted it online, it got 11 million views, a lot of media attention. We started Operation Pull Teen Vogue, asking parents to remove Teen Vogue from the shelves, and it was powerful. I mean, we gave Teen Vogue such a black eye. They
Good
will never recover from it. And his response, Philip's response, to all of us concerned parents that a fashion magazine targeted to kids age 13 to 17 would be teaching our kids how to sodomize one another, his response on Twitter was he took a picture of him kissing his boyfriend and shot us all a bird with a rainbow-painted fingernail.
Yeah, that's how
awful.
He thought about it. I mean, this is what parents ought to think about when their children, or whenever they, not only just Teen Vogue, but Vogue.
Right.
I mean, Teen Vogue's just a different audience than Vogue.
Yeah, teenagers, for obvious reasons, in their title, you know. there's no way they can get around who their target audience is.
Yeah, there's no question. And when you look at those magazines, they're just filled, they're drenched with immorality and sexual perversion. Now, you have 10 children. You're married to a doctor, and you've been involved in, he and you have been involved and very passionate about pro-life for many years. You have children ages 1 through 19,
That's
10
right.
of them,
Woo.
And you homeschool them. And about a year and a half ago, something happened where you wanted to get involved in activism to a greater extent. And I was surprised to learn that it was the Kim Davis case that basically was that catapult that you took your children to Kentucky for, what, 3 weeks?
Tell us about that.
Absolutely. When I was sitting in my kitchen on my laptop on Facebook as my children were around me doing their school independently, when I saw Kim Davis, just a mom, you know, like me, who's doing her job, trying to live out her faith, and when I saw her surrounded by the media and by a same-sex couple that were very angry that she would not issue their marriage license in Kentucky, and one of the homosexuals said to Kim in front of the media there, and mind you, Kim's not an activist, okay? She's just a woman who's going to work every day. And they said to Kim, by what authority do you refuse to issue this marriage license? And she said, by God's authority. I literally stopped in my tracks and said, kids, pack your suitcase. We're going to Kentucky.
Wow. Mm,
that sends chills through my body right now, just as you say that. And that particular statement became a worldwide article. It was on the front page of the USA.
It was on USA Today.
Front page.
Front page. I think the next day I have a picture of my husband and I holding that newspaper and because we were so excited that the message was getting out to the world. And, you know, I just saw Kim as a hero, as someone who was willing to be persecuted for her faith. And I wanted my kids to watch the whole thing happen in real time. How many opportunities do your children in America get to see a woman go to jail for her faith?
And you were there the whole time, weren't you? Like 3 weeks?
We were there for 3 weeks.
And, so you took your classroom of children, 10 children, on the road. And they got a front and center view of what was going on in the culture wars.
It changed their lives. It was the best civics lesson I could have ever given them. And to this day, they talk about it as some of the most memorable weeks of their life. And, we got very accustomed to that trip because we would go to Kentucky thinking we were only going to be there for 2 days, and then we wouldn't have enough clothes or whatever. God would do something amazing, and we were like, we got to stay for another week. And we'd run back home and get some more clothes. And my husband was here in the background having to work, but he was producing flyers and banners for us and sending it to the printers in Kentucky. We were all working as a team from long distance. But, it was just an honor. You know, my family, we were the only ones there with a couple of friends of ours at the jail when the paddy wagons brought
when they
him
arrived.
In. We ran around trying to figure out. They wouldn't tell us what jail they were taking us to. They were trying to avoid us. And, you know, my kids got to watch all of that happen as we were able to, you know, shout into the paddy wagon that Kim was our hero and that we appreciated her stand for God.
You know, the women who booked her when she got into that jail were weeping as they were booking her. It was just an amazing experience.
They were very good to her in that jail.
They were very good.
Praying for her, and yes.
That particular jail is a jail that on the Facebook, as of this day, going back as far as 2012, has the Facebook picture of that jail with people around the jail with their hands to the wall praying for that jail.
Wow.
Praying for the
people
inside.
I'll have to look that up. That's amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of community support by Christians in that community for the people that are inside those jail walls.
I have stories, I mean, you wouldn't believe, about just the whole Kim Davis situation. And I mean, we stood there with the mayor of the city outside the jail who just wept and cried, you know, as we discussed this with him. We were actually, our group, we were in the front yard outside of Judge Bunning's house, picketing, praying, worshiping for days.
So you saw so many different aspects.
Yes, we did, because we were boots on the ground.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't what you necessarily saw on the TV, but although we were on a lot, we did have a lot of national media coverage, but we were just really wanting to be the boots on the ground that we were flyering Kentucky like you would not believe. You know, we would have honking waves at the corners of busy intersections with banners saying, free Kim Davis.
Wow.
You know, Kim Davis was the one who was upholding Kentucky law.
Yeah, well, we want to, there's so much more to cover, and we're going to pick this up in the next segment.
Great.
On the next Faith and Freedom. So our guest is Elizabeth Johnston, known as the Activist Mommy, and you can go to her website, theactivistmommy.com. theactivistmommy.com, and there you can get all of her contacts for social media. Highly recommend that you visit the site. Get involved, pray for her, and ask the Lord what He wants you to do to impact your family, the community, and our nation.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.